This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, great. Moving on to the approval of the April 19th meeting minutes, are there any motions on the floor? All right, there's been a motion to approve. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the April 19th meeting minutes have been approved. Moving on to section 3, open microphone. Is there anyone that's not on the agenda in the audience or a representative that would like to make a statement before we begin today's meeting? Questions to the assembly? All right, seeing none, we're going to go right into our guest speaker, the beloved Dr. Renee Alexander, Associate Dean of Students and Director of Intercultural Programs. This is her second time back with us. First was in 626 and now back in the Memorial Room. So Renee is going to talk to us a lot about the University Diversity Council. And feel free to ask any questions after. So thank you for joining us, Renee.
Not too loud.
Yes.
First of all, it is wonderful to be back in the Memorial Room. And I'm mindful that the students are not in great shape here, but the last couple of minutes were really interesting to come to the meeting. So, it's good to be back in the Memorial Room. I want to thank you all for inviting me for another talk. I really appreciate working with this body. Thank you.
for your time. This is really interesting and very important.
Initially, that their words
however, there is a lot of purpose for you to create your own bullet points within this organization. What you think is important to you as students. There will be a lot of purpose when you worry about this question this time. And I don't know what you're going to do. Thank you. a resolution to immediately engage in the life of the university and pay very close attention to your work. So,
So before we jump into questions and more discussion, I thought I heard a free food invitation for 5:30 on Monday. Is that correct? Okay. Okay.
We have a room reserved. I have a friend of mine who is here on the 85th Street. Of course, white people live when they come back to have a discussion.
And we'll be sure to send that over the listserv. I think this is a very productive discussion that as many SA members as possible, if you can get in on it, new and outgoing members, it's very positive discussion. So to open up the speakers list, the first is the Vice President of Outreach, Tripp Tyson.
Considering that this is the first year of 66 Thurston and the Intercultural Center combined with the Center and the HHC, can you just speak to the Assembly about the successes, challenges, et cetera, that have gone on there?
Sure. Lunch tomorrow when we print the dishes, portfolio of alumni who have the capacity to
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Block.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Desai.
About 50% all covered 50%. And for a newer residence in college, it would be 40, 41, 42% of the group here. That may exist for a variety of reasons. First of all, when you think about students of color, I represent my group, so they can take the part out, they also have to take the other highly selected institutions. So they are being highly selected. They are being, other universities are competing with them. And when we go up against schools like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, MIT, who offer them offering more money, so we now have financial policy that will match. Any IB institution, I think, plus Stanford and MIT. So we are able to compete. And that's what it is, the competition for the best of titles and resident minorities as well to this country. That's what money is actually. I think that when you take a look at geography, I have to love this place from the U.S. However, there might be some who would argue that we have a geographical disadvantage and that you are going to come up to the middle of simply New York State, where there are not large communities of color around, nor really not on the suburban edge of the New York City. That's an argument for underrepresented minorities also not being.
Environment affects URS more than it does non-URS?
I don't have any data in front of me, but I will say yes. And I need to say this to the student faculty, okay? Like Cornell, I like the idea of this lovely, beautiful institution, but many people of color also want to go into cities with their public housing. Another thing that we have to consider, back to this document, inclusion and engagement, that, and this is something that I kept thinking about every day. My job is to be concerned about the exclusion experience at Cornell. I'm concerned about all students, as you know. However, I have to be especially concerned about students of color and representing minorities. So, if people of color, students of color, and you are not experiencing Cornell, I think it's going to be an issue in situations where you take a look at the student experience here, that minority students do not experience their alma mater surrounded by institutions of Cornell and other professions, which has a degree of positive intensity that white students do. So, we're working on that. That's very, very important for us. But you have to wonder, does that spill over into our admissions? That we have students that Black, Latino, Native American, who are, and other minorities that come here and they do well in Cornell and they want, and they don't experience the university with the same degree of intensity that they want in other parts. So, we have to wonder, is that still over to admissions as well? So, that's something that we have to pay very close attention to. What was that part of the question?
So, if anyone in the audience would like to ask Dr. Alexander a question, you can come up at any time, and you can also raise your hand. So, going back to our speakers list, Representative Gitlin.
Just a quick question. I think I asked this last time, but, you know, I think a lot of the defenders feel free to show their support for companies wanting to do different wondering if you had another way or a more tangible way where we can ask for these types of feedback and do it work. Because I know a lot of people here like being so active and really like that involved, so I was wondering if there was more a different way that we can get more involved and help you.
The answer is yes, I really care a lot about government. Thank you, Ron. I know that you are really community and you have a discussion. You have to keep in mind that we've only been in business for 7 months. And we've had a lot to do in a really short period of time. Given, like I said, very scant and scary resources and staff, and we just have to move in and put our shingle on and we can't do so. So now that this year is winding down, we are now able to do
So thank you so much, Renee. Before you leave, Adam just wanted to say a couple words to thank you for all of this work that you've done.
Just briefly, not a question and more of just a commendation of everything that I think you've done throughout this year. Not only have we appreciated your partnership, but we've always appreciated your advocacy of the multicultural community. I personally have a lot of respect for you, and I'm just sad that I'm graduating and I won't get to work with you next year, but I am proud that the next executive board and the next essay will be able to work with you. So to the next student assembly, Dr. Alexander is a partner that you should definitely work with much into the future, and good luck as you go into the fire, as I know that you are going to. So thank you.
Thank you, Renee. Thanks for coming. We'll miss you. We'll miss you a lot. I can't put it any better than what Adam just said, so we really appreciate your work. What? We've been lucky to have you, so we really appreciate it. All right. So thank you so much. We're going to move on to the next section of our reports and announcements, and we'll hopefully a lot of us will come to the dinner with Renee at 5:30 at Becker House on Monday and see her there. So the first announcement and report is by Representative Zillman, a dining announcement. Can you?
Okay.
Oh, it's
So we had our last committee meeting yesterday, and just a couple of things. Thank you for all of you who participated in some capacity on the Wonka event. Dan Goldberg's team actually ended up winning. He rallied his department, and they plotted the most blueberries and participated in the most events, etc. Yes, I was a blueberry. The coffee tasting went well. I don't know if any of you were able to participate, but thank you to those who did. More news to follow in the next few weeks. I don't know if I'll have anything to announce by the next meeting, but if I do, of course, I'll share it with you. Cross-country dining also went well, and I'm going to butcher this name, but Danu, I think that's the restaurant. Danu, we featured Danu, and I had the privilege of eating with Emily Kusick and Pete Temple at the same time, and the food was delicious. So thanks to Danu for doing all that. Yeah. For any of you who may have shown up or have gone in years past, or please continue to support dining in the future with that. That's really it. We also talked about the Globe Day sustainability plan last year. They were able to clean up the slope in 21 minutes after it was fully, by the time everyone left the slope, and they're hoping to beat that record this year. So they are responsible for cleaning up the arts pod as well. But one of their initiatives is to replace water bottles with portable water packs. Will kind of like grab like cups and water off their body and fill it for you in front to reduce waste and encourage people to not just leave half consumed water bottles all over the slope. And they like joke that after their efforts, the slope is actually cleaner than the first day. So yeah, that's all I have on the dining front.
Okay. And is there any way, I know last year we got some free swag from Cornell Dining for their booth or something before Slope Day. There was free stuff. Just ask you. All right, moving on to the UA announcement by Representative Scalfa. Okay. Can you pass down the thing?
Hello, so the UA met this Tuesday and made some pretty obvious changes to the code of conduct. We recommended it. I did, but on the Code of Judicial Committee, I sponsored one of the resolutions. From the Office of the Judicial Administrator, 4 changes to the code of conduct will take place. Students will not be allowed to have possession of another student's federal or state-like distributed identification if that student is under 21 and the person's ID is over 21. Another change is we extended our jurisdiction over trespassing to off-campus. So if a student trespasses another student's house, two-thirds of the fraternity and Greek houses are not owned by Cornell, so that encompasses them too for trespassing. We strengthened the kidnapping and unwillful containment clauses in the Code of Conduct. And then from the Office of Chief Kathy Zoner, the UA approved adding to the Code of Conduct that swimming in the gorges will be prohibited and enforceable by Cornell Police Department.
Yeah, so Vice President Pines McLeady.
About the jurisdiction off campus is enforced trespassing. How is that?
So mainly to allow for Cornell to come up with resolutions between the parties. So if somebody is at a frat house or a sorority house, whatever, and they're not wanted there, they can go to the Office of Judicial Administrator or utilize Cornell resources to either obtain a restraining order so that they won't be in the same classes if they feel like that's necessary.
So some pretty intense changes that will most likely affect a lot of us, but I think it's less that these effects haven't taken place before. It's just that Cornell Police would have been involved. I mean, Ithaca Police would have been involved and not Cornell Police. So this kind of extends a lot of the jurisdiction so that Cornell Police can really utilize many of the laws that Ithaca Police have been using, but to make it more relevant to students.
And also, especially for the Gorge resolution that the UA passed on Tuesday, it is word for word from the Ithaca Municipal Code. So it is no different than the Ithaca Municipal Code. We just adopted it.
Vice President of Public Relations, Garjani.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on the off-campus, like on like trespassing the off-campus stuff? How will agreements be made? So say, you know, like is it, like how many, how are negotiations being made between parties? Because there's like roughly 32 like independently owned houses, state attorney houses in the case of the Greek system. How are they, how's the judicial administrator going to regulate that or negotiate with them? Because you know, it's different to like, say, ISD policy because every fraternity, this is their own house, their alumni say different things. I'm just wary that in theory, while that might be great, executing it might be a little different.
I'm going to actually direct you to Mary Beth's office, just so she can further clarify what her vision is. And, you know, Mary Beth and the Office of Judicial Administrator have very good judgment and will use that when any cases come up to them. So I encourage you to email her, and I'll reach out to her and CC you.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Great. And the last announcement we had is a blue announcement. Galpo and EJ have been working together, but EJ, if you could just grab the mic and talk about blue.
Let me go put it on.
The mic.
I know the blue man. I do not know who he is.
All right. We have a lot to get to. Keep going, EJ. CJ, so everyone look out. We're going to do some SA Media bonanzas for it at the end of a bonanza for it next week or the week after. So get excited to help out with the SLU and to push it forward because, again, it will be receiving filing funding in the next filing funding cycle. So moving on to financial changes, we're going to go to Resolution 42, the proposed changes to FASD guidelines by Larry Kogos, Brandon Coulter, Maria Desai. Adam, I don't know if you want to go up there, but if you all will come to the front, this is our third meeting. Hopefully everyone's been able to ask those tough questions, talk to a lot of the different parties that have seen the changes and given us all feedback. So you all have 2 minutes to make a presentation. First on the speaker's list is Vice President of Public Relations, Gurjani.
Have you guys come to terms with the document? You know, are you going to require students to bring documentation? Yeah, you guys were talking about it.
Right.
Yeah, Vice President.
Yeah, we will require
Is there anyone else that wants to be on the speaker list? Are there any motions on the floor?
Call to question.
All right, there's been a call to question and there's been a second. Is there any dissent?
I just wanted to comment.
You want to make a comment?
Yeah.
Okay, Representative Scalfo, could you pass down the mic?
Hello, welcome back, and thank you for coming for the third week in a row. I just wanted to comment and really commend you for including accessibility considerations when you're doing your top tier. And again, I really urge you to utilize both our ADA coordinators, Lynette Chappelle Williams and Andrea Helena Mott, when looking for accessible events, and use CUDA as a resource for any questions over accessibility. So thank you. We really appreciate including that in your top tier performance criteria. And I guess I can call a question.
Okay, so we're going back to our call to question. There's been a second. Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none, we're going to do a roll call vote on Resolution 42, the changes to the FASD guidelines. So Chelsea, if we could call the roll.
stepped out.
What me?
Yes.
Yep.
Stepped out.
Yes.
Pass. I was going to do that. Yes.
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 The final vote.
I haven't voted yet.
I know. No. Yeah, you passed one person.
Nicoletti.
Nicoletti.
I vote yes. I vote yes.
Okay. All right. So Nicoletti wanted to be the last person. Normally it's more intense when there's at least one no vote. But since it unanimously passed resolution number 42, congratulations to FASU and Nicoletti. If you could send me all of your documentation, I want to send that over to the president's office right after the meeting. So with the proposed changes in the appendix, but we just wanted to thank you all so much for all of your time and effort. We really think that this will be a fantastic new change for students and really help the FASD grow as an organization and show that you really care about students. So we look forward to working with you in the future. Yeah, so just send me everything in one big document to, and I'll forward it to the president. All right, moving on to Resolution 44, changes to the SA bylaws by Vice President of Internal Operations, Rao. And just for the future, please don't step out unless you really have to go to the bathroom. You need to make sure we have quorum.
So we discussed this today at the last meeting, and I agree with you all to change it again, but I just want to get ready to make discussion on that as well.
Yeah, just give a general overview of just the few changes that you wanted to make.
Make an announcement.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone, please look through the document so we don't waste the paper. Shout out to you, Amy.
So the change in environment was made. The only change we made since last meeting was the chairman's input, and the chairman was appointed by the
Right. Could you send that over to Chelsea when you get back to your seat? All right. So is there anyone that would like to be on the speakers list? Vice President of Public Relations, Gurjani.
So I think just to give you guys a more view, I guess the point of this is just to trim the fat. We looked at the assembly as a whole and, you know, figured out what we didn't need and just kind of chopped it out.
And I strongly agree with this. Me personally, I think we have more committees than we can staff, and I encourage you to vote for it.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Block. If you could pass over the microphone. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Muir. People that would like to be on the speaker's list? All right, there's been a call to question. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to vote on Resolution 44 by placard. All those in favor of passing the changes to the bylaws, please raise your placard. All those that oppose, please raise your placard. And all those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right, by a vote of 22-0-1, the SA Resolution 44 bylaw changes passes. Congratulations. All right, moving on to Resolution 45, the Student Assembly support of a tiered CUID replacement system by Representative Skelfeld. You have 2 minutes.
Can I just table this to the next meeting unless anybody has any comments or questions for me? I will be meeting with the registrar before next meeting, and hopefully if her schedule allows, she will be presenting this alongside with me. Does anybody have any questions about resolution?
All right, so it's going to be tabled for our last meeting. Moving on to Resolution 46, the Student Assembly input on the University Diversity Council and towards new destinations, the university-wide diversity plan. Representative, Vice President of Outreach, Trefison, Representative and future Vice President of Public Relations, Breeden, and future Vice President of Finances, Desai.
Resolution came up
twist it. Yeah.
As well as giving a recommendation on the part of the assembly to be involved in the decisions included in the recommendations of the composition of the these are the recommendations that are not the most important and viable in the university. And I think that we want to be an option for you guys to have input on these five recommendations as well. So,
so you guys might be wondering why we would be
where?
So with our the number of recommendations, when we Nate and I were simply met with Vanessa Bell Williams, who represents faculty, and then Renee, who represents undergraduate students on the University Diversity Council, they mentioned competition engagement, inclusion, and achievement as like those four key areas that they're trying to improve upon and are visible by the different individuals who are involved.
Yes, so it's been motion to move to business of the day. Can I get a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none, this, resolution 47 has been moved to business of the day, so not only can you comment, but you can also ask questions. Is there anyone that would like to be first on the speaker's list? Yes. Could you speak into a mic? That's fine. And this is really important, so I want there to be a robust discussion about this before we vote on it. So please make sure you pay attention and look at, through this resolution.
So let's just report the support initial category that administrators get time to vote about to create and that between their administrative support, policy rules, department, et cetera. One of the rules of my is one of the five initiatives that administrators choose has to be related to competition. First piece of the result clause explains the reason why we have we want to ensure the finally need by diversity and identity. The church then is not defined what diversity and identity is, so we need to go to a place. I think that in order to make the diversity plan successful, that we need to define not especially to ensure that the groups are not being left out. From the conversations I've heard about this issue is that there's potential that all the individuals didn't come up with the same exact conversation plan, and that would be one group that's going to overall the other one.
Another issue that's come up in the talk on this before is that a lot of the administrators and people of the university community, which is kind of the remnant of the community, felt like they did not yet have much input on the facility restructuring plan, which is an application, so we need to be more involved with that council.
Could you say that, repeat it and say it very slow so we can get them for the minute? Endorses the notion of LGBTQ. Okay, so there's one friendly amendment, and the essay endorses the notion of LGBTQ inclusivity and compositional diversity inclusion. Integrity. Initiative. Sorry, I can't even read my own handwriting. Okay, great. So those are all the points. We are opening up the speakers list. First on the speakers list is Representative Block. That your mic is on.
we're specifically located, looking to increase the yield of LGBTQ students. How would we go about doing that?
Absolutely. So some things that we have considered are including offers to students and members of the system, possibly training and going into LGBTQ-related high school, college fairs.
No, I understand, but we're still recommending.
Sure, and the student on the UDC next year, if avoiding things like that, but I can't fight. There are so many different things you can do. You could work with student groups that, you know, David and all the education alliance and the Venturi for Elvis. You could have to make
see that as potentially like discriminating, not discriminating in negative sense, but still discriminating. Okay, so once a student is accepted, they will identify themselves as a member of the LGBT community, and then we will present them with all these resources. Or is it going to be given to all accepted students as part of the accepted student package?
The last, the same way that every other program. I mean, well, the university wants to make it separate, but the university doesn't get it back. Again, like, we didn't think it was necessary to go into specifics like that, that, you know, at the end of the day, it's not relevant to the nature of the specialty.
Okay,
and
I think.
All right, so, that's time.
Can I motion to extend your time?
Someone else can motion to extend your time. Does anyone want a motion to extend? Okay.
You
have 30 seconds to respond.
Oh, no, I didn't know you wanted to speak.
Okay. I'm going to cut this off. So next on the speaker's list is Representative Patel. Can you pass down the mic, Delpha?
Yes.
Structure, the way that she's going to represent. Renee actually is not representing her, but that's the foundation of our.
So a question that I have is just, have you talked to administrators about this proposal? I know you talked initially about it, but did you show anyone this resolution to look into its feasibility?
Absolutely. So a lot of these things we have talked to Renee and about, especially the recommendation. I think that in the first question that I had to know, the reason it came to be was that this structure was very set in place from President all the way out to Associate Planning Board, kind of without the inclusion of student voice. And I think these are problems that not only students should recognize, but a lot of other commissioners, I'm not going to name them because I think that's what they're calling out.
Okay, great. So is that
postponed for next meeting?
Okay, so there's been a motion to postpone this resolution until next meeting. Is there a second? Okay, so there's dissent. Mocho, are you dissenting? Okay. Ask a question to the chair or ask a question to the resolution. Okay, so we're actually voting right now whether we want to table it till next week or not. So let's do that first, and then we'll figure it out. So to table, you just need a 2/3 vote. So if you would like
to... Can you explain your dissent?
We think that this setting...
Okay, so we're just going to go into a vote to see if we want to table it for next week. So it needs 2/3 of the assembly if you want to extend discussion on it until the next meeting. No. So we're going to vote on this by placard. So for those that would like to table this until next week, please raise your placard.
This is a huge resolution that we only had one day to look over.
Time's up, buddy.
1, 2, 3. All right, please make up your mind. If either take it up or down. If you would like to table it till next week, please raise your placard, and please don't let time restraints be an issue on this. If you would like another week to look at this, please raise your placard right now. Right, and don't let productivity be a factor. Is that yours? All right, all those opposed that would like to vote on it today, please raise your placard. And all those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right, by a vote of 9-10-1, the motion doesn't pass. I'm sorry. So we're going to go back into discussion. Mocho, if you could come to the front and state your name and your year and your comment, that would be great.
Thank you.
You can't make a motion, but you can ask someone else to make a motion. Yeah. Could you speak into the mic, please? That one more time.
So I'm not teaching you anything at all, except that someone after disability.
In which class?
The B final is all under the
division. Uh huh. Yep.
Undocumented students.
Undocumented
students.
Great. So does that address your point?
Yes.
I think that's a good point. Thank you. And you find it friendly, so. All right.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Yes.
If this is a new resolution with a new amendment, can we motion to postpone again with debate?
Yes.
Motion to postpone until next week.
Okay, there's been a motion.
The amendment has to pass
first. It's sound friendly. Okay, so there's been a motion to postpone until next meeting. So we're going to debate about the motion to postpone. So Representative Scalfo, can you please pass down the mic and can you please say your defense? Since we're running out of time, you have 1 minute and I will cut you off at 1 minute.
Resolution as it stands is just getting bigger and bigger, and in order for me to be able to support it either way, I need to get more opinions of the students, talk to administrators. We've amended it twice already, and you know, the assembly typically moves into the business of the day without allowing the assembly members to properly get enough opinion to vote on it, think about it properly. I don't feel like this resolution is something that I can support in either way, how large it is. Also having 1 day of notice, and now that it's changed so much in the past 20 minutes, I still need time to think about it, as I think every member needs time to think about this resolution. I understand that administration wants it approved, or whoever you've spoken to wants it approved, I don't know who, you haven't specified, but in order to properly make this decision, we need another week.
All right, that's time. Next on the speaker's list is Executive Vice President Gitlin.
I know you guys have worked really hard on it because I've seen the updates going back and forth, but I have to agree with Representative Scalfo on this one because I do think we should have some more time to look over it, considering it's a very important and lengthy resolution.
Okay. Next on the speaker's list is Trustee Boras. Could you just grab that mic right here?
So I just want to say, I appreciate all the work that's been done. I know that they're not going to be useful. I would be also certainly for this opportunity to make more meetings with our negotiation again, where we will be discussing these goals. And then we did A, hopefully, I think we have a family who wants to be able to do that. And B, I think that any get more money before that is just a program that we're going to be able to do that.
All right. So is there anyone else that would like to discuss whether to postpone this until next week? Seeing none, we're going to, Representative Patel, you could pass down the mic.
Yes.
The test of how fast your hands can move. The reason why we would want to postpone is just so we could introduce our last resolution so that we have two resolutions for next week that are pretty important and everyone knows the background on it. Okay, so seeing no other people that want to vote on this resolution to postpone, if you would like to postpone until next meeting, please raise your placard.
Postpone. What?
Are you raising your placard? All those that oppose, please raise your placard. And all those that abstain. All right. So because it was rejected and it's now just back on regular discussion, then it's by majority. So by a vote of 15-4-2, we are tabling this until next week. Please make sure this is a very important resolution that will be reviewed by a lot of administrators. Send it directly to President Gordon. I'll send it personally to him. So please make sure, especially the minority liaison, as well as anyone that thinks that would have a stake in this resolution, that you make sure everyone looks over this. Because for the University Diversity Council, and it's very important resolution to send over with our thoughts. Moving on to Resolution 47, Undergraduate Student Body, the announcement of the Calendar Committee's proposal, Representative Locke, myself, Executive Vice President Gitlin, future Executive Vice President Mueller, Representative Lee, future Representative Kerr, freshman Rep. Gitlin, freshman Rep. Skelcho, freshman Rep. Muir, as well as Cornell Mines Matters Senior Weekend Class Council of 2014, are sponsoring this resolution. We are giving over the floor to the Vice President of Internal Operations. Yes, it's happening, John Rao. Everyone's very excited. So we're going to introduce this resolution. Good luck, John.
All right. Good luck. Little man. Little man. Little man. You're out of line. I'll throw you out. Okay. So I'll give you guys 2 minutes to introduce this resolution and talk about it, and then we'll get the speakers list on. So whenever you're ready.
Alright, so basically this is a resolution that is designed to show our disappointing organization of how we can do it. Just a little background, this is from the main high school faculty here at the University. All of our organizations have a lot of at the end of the day as well, we do a good group
recommending that the administration has to make sure that students and the students in the office of the calendar. We felt that there was a lot of things that were not addressed because other parties had been addressed. We have to think that that's the goal of the community that's supposed to address the one main factor.
So I just want to point out that one of the reasons that I'm on here and why Adam is on here is because next year the Ethics Board will be fully supporting our efforts towards career mental health for all of our students just as strongly as we have been this year. So it is very important for us that we really especially to continue efforts and progress that we've made with students this year, and with a lot of work that has been done by Representative Lee and by future Representative Kirk. It shows that there are certainly some more room for student voice and student involvement, and we'd like to at least have those decisions.
Thank you, guys. For anybody that would like to speak, remember to keep it to questions today. This new business. Representative Patel.
So,
Vice President Nicoletti.
So I know that Dean Fry, outgoing Dean Fry, has supported the calendar committee's recommendation. And does that spell basically, pretty much no chance for the faculty senate to turn down the recommendation of the committee? And what impact do you think this resolution will actually have, regardless of the fact of whether we agree with the changes or not? Do you think this is really impactful enough at this point in the process?
Motion to extend the meeting by 10 minutes.
There's been a motion to extend the meeting till 6:40. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Cool. Extend the meeting. That the answer to that is up to debate, but I think we have a very strong argument going in there saying, what is this committee when you look at the calendar to address issues of mental health and well-being in the student body? At the end of the day, the proposal that you voted on did not, or did that in certain places, but in others, failed. And I think that's a very strong argument, especially to President Scorton and the New York community. A lot of next that are going to be about characters. All these initiatives are meant to reflect those changes because it wasn't that long ago when six members of the student body really do that. And I think that if we're going over that argument, that's the point of this. I think it's very
important. And just to follow up on that, I will mention that
follow-up is just more of an observation. You guys are talking more about the changes to exam period and study week and not as much about senior week changes. Is that correct?
Yeah, at the end of the day, our biggest focus was on student mental health. That's how that was related to the entire process as well as maximizing student mental health. But at the end of the day, we have to change the plan. I think this is exactly the negative student mental health and shutting it, shortening student.
Next on the speaker list, Vice President of Public Relationships, Public Relations, take it away.
I guess one question and one point. First, the question, when we sat down with VP Murphy, I think it was a month ago when we talked about this, she mentioned that in Senior Week exit surveys, most seniors felt that Senior Week was a day or two longer than needed to be, and the fact that it almost got excessive, because what do you do, get up and drink in Ithaca? That's pretty much what she said. So how are you, A, going to react to that criticism when you face it? I mean, I agree with you, but how are you going to react to that criticism, you know? So I guess my next question is, it's more from a PR perspective. When we go, it's good that you mentioned the Faculty Senate didn't seem so pro for the, you know, pro this, I guess, legislation. But what if when we go protest this or we pass this, and then a little bit ahead, you know, a little bit down the road, it says Student Assembly halts progress for passage of calendar changes? Because at the end of the day, I think that these changes are probably slightly better than what we have currently, but it's not maximizing it to its potential. So what if we get that? That's just my concern. And I completely agree. I just wanted to keep it in the back of our mind. Second.
There's been dissent. Would you like to explain your dissent? It's a second. I thought I heard dissent.
It's a dissent.
Yeah.
He can't explain. He spoke.
Okay. All right. Let's vote. Now we withdraw the dissent? Okay. So,
let's vote.
Vote. Yeah, placard vote. Call out the roll.
No. Motion to overrule the chair.
There we go. There's been a motion to overrule the chair. Is there a second?
All right. Stop it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do a placard vote.
Okay.
So all in favor, raise your placards.
You can reach out.
No one ever called it a question, buddy.
21?
Yeah, but you did.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. All who dissent? Okay. My motion, by a vote of 21-0-0, please be quiet, everybody. This resolution passes. Congratulations.
That was the move of the day.
All right, the move of business of the day.
Sit back down.
Yeah. We need to vote again. Yeah.
Sit back down.
Call the question.
All right. We have 2 minutes.
Call the question.
Call the question. Call for acclamation. Can someone do a call for acclamation?
Motion
for
acclamation.
All right. Okay.
Do the vote now.
All right. Now we're going to actually vote on the resolution. Call the question.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Raise them high.
Yes. Second.
I thought it was going to be anything.
Thank you. Okay. All opposed? All abstain? Okay.
And it is unanimous.
Resolution passes by a vote of 22-0-0.
Motion to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.